Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house, guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast. Get festive and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home, even the big stuff. And the best part? Speedy delivery in time for the holidays. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop early Black Friday deals right now and save up to 70% off, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Bible Curious Podcast. This is Amberly Lyons, and today we are talking about peace. What else could anyone want? This is actually a part two. Last week, we spoke about the peace of the Holy Spirit, but we really just got through all the parts about the Holy Spirit because there was so much to cover there. There was homework. But if you didn't listen to that one, you're still going to get a lot out of this one, but you don't need to listen to them in order. You can always listen to that one next. You landed here today to listen, to hear about peace. So you're here for a reason. And let's collectively take a couple breaths and just say a little prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for granting me access to the Holy Spirit who indwells in me to provide me peace. And I know that when I call upon your name, when I call upon the Holy Spirit, you can give me that undescribable peace in all scenarios. In Jesus' name, amen. I love the scripture. It says, even when I walk through the darkest valleys, I shall not fear, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. And I also love in that same psalm when it says, he lets me rest in green meadows and leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength and guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. And let's unpack that a little bit. He lets me rest in green meadows and leads me beside peaceful streams. That sounds really peaceful. And when David wrote this psalm, I think it was David. Oh my gosh, I hope I'm not wrong. It was in a time of distress. So you need to think, when we are in these times of stress is when he will let you feel like you're in that meadow walking by that stream if you allow yourself to be saturated in the Holy Spirit. Another thing I want to say, God will never make you feel anxious about anything that he has asked you to do. If you have this crazy long to-do list and there are things on there that aren't going to serve him, maybe that's going to make you feel anxious. If there's anything on your to-do list that is to serve him, then that won't make you feel anxious. There's things that will serve him or could serve him, like doing your laundry and the dishes and all those things. If we could just shift our perspective and realize that those are for God too, because they are to bring you peace, they're not to punish you. When when that laundry's clean and that house is clean, you are feeling more peaceful. So if you know that God wants you to feel peace and there are things on your to-do list that are going to bring you peace, you know, the devil wants you to be distracted from doing those things because he doesn't want you to feel peace. So he's going to give you stress over those things. So when you are overwhelmed or anxious, think of the things that you are overwhelmed and anxious about. Are these things going to bring you peace? Is it taking more stress to dread the thing than it is to actually do the thing? And I get so caught up in that as well. It's not
just you.
But he will give you conviction, okay? God will give you conviction. If there is something that he wants you to be doing, he will give you conviction that you should be doing it. If there's something he doesn't want you to be doing, he will give you conviction about that. But we cannot confuse that with the anxiety from the devil, because the devil wants to get under your skin. He wants to distract you. He wants you to get into these old patterns that we spoke about a lot in last week's episode. And again, I don't say all this to pass the buck. I don't say, oh, it's the devil, it's the devil. We let the devil in. Our free will and our choices and our reactions are unintentionally choosing to let the devil take the reins and giving him the power. But the devil can't just take it. We're giving it to him. So we need to take accountability for that. We need to realize how we're giving away that consent, and we're allowing the devil to let us feel anxious or to let us not be in peace. And we need to take accountability for how we let that in. So conviction is really that accountability. And instead of letting that conviction lead you to feeling guilt and shame and going down this spiral, it is actually the path to peace. So God will show you something in your life that is no longer aligned with this new purified, sanctified version of yourself that's not aligned with God truly, that is some kind of habitual sin or something that you're doing that may not even feel sinful, that might not even feel bad, but he will point it out to you. And I actually have started to get so grateful for those moments, because they lead to so much peace when you can start to heal them, because we can go through our lives blind. Think of how many people go through their lives blind, passing the buck, placing blame, not taking accountability. But when God can show us the things in our lives that are not of him and that are not serving us, that are not serving God's will for our lives, then that is where we can really start to grow and we can really start to make those changes that bring us to peace. And it's not going to happen overnight, but I think even just being shown that conviction, I make a point to give gratitude to God for actually just showing me the thing. I'm like, wow, I did not notice I was doing that, or I did not notice that that was so far from you, or that wasn't something that was from you. And that's the thing, because God can, there are things that seem like blessings from God that are not of God. And the devil tricks us with these things, thinking like, oh, this is a blessing. Wow. But truly, it's actually something that is distracting you from what God has for you. And it is something that's going to veer you into a different direction. So asking God for conviction, asking God for discernment, those are such important conversations to have with him, because it's going to open your eyes. It's going to illuminate you to truth and give you that opportunity to grow. Because sometimes you can get overwhelmed and be like, there's so many things I need to change, so many areas in my life that need to be shifted and purified in order to feel peace. But A, God can make you feel peace during the transition, during the purification. And B, you know, we can really just be grateful for what we've been shown, and like what a miraculous thing that is to just be shown. Because a lot of people, like I said, don't see it. They never see their accountability, the things that they should be accountable for. And again, like, I'm someone who does lean towards guilt and anxiety and feeling bad, or like, oh no, I'm not doing enough for God, or oh my gosh, how have I not fixed this yet? But God doesn't want that either. Like, he wants us to feel the conviction and then really be steadfast in making the changes and repentance. And repentance means turning away. And that is what releases the bondage, because when we can free ourselves from these habits, that is literally breaking chains off of us that the devil is using to hold us down. So the answer to combating that guilt and that shame and all of those things, just knowing that God is loving you through the process. And he's not like, okay, you're bad, I'm mad at you. He's like, hey, let's change this together. I'm going to show it to you. I will take it away, but you got to do these things in order for it to be taken away. And sometimes it's fast. Sometimes it takes a long time, but you just need to remember that God loves you no matter what. And that's something that's, again, I will say that is hard for me. I get down on myself. I'm like, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough for God. Like, all these things, I do go there with my thoughts, but I have learned to recognize and witness that that is not from God. God does not want you to feel guilty. He loves you unconditionally, which is hard to fathom. I actually had this dream where God showed me the love that my grandma had for me when she was alive. And it was the most unconditional love. And he literally in the dream showed me this is the smallest taste of the love I have for you. And I felt conviction in that moment, like, wow, I really am not receiving the love from God as I should be. And I am, you know, being hard on myself. And we should have that fear of God, which just means really being in awe and, you know, wanting to do right. But we cannot constantly be in this shame spiral that takes away from our peace, which is not what God wants, because God wants us to be in a state of peace, because that's when the Holy Spirit can work through us. That's when we can really live God's will, is when we are in a state of peace and he can move through us. So do not give your consent away to the darkness to make you feel bad when you have conviction. You know, that is, you know, say whatever you need to do to give that consent back. I do not give you consent, darkness, to make me feel guilt and shame. There's a spirit of guilt and shame lingering around me. I do not give you consent over my life, devil. I take this back in the name of Jesus. I take away the consent that I accidentally gave to the darkness in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the spirit of guilt and shame in the name of Jesus. And instead, I turn to awe. I turn to just revering God. You can feel convicted of something and still have peace about it. I have a tendency to beat myself up, but this has really helped me, just choosing gratitude for God, letting God show me, and actually being in that state of awe. Like, I didn't need to go to 5 years of therapy to notice this. Thank you, God. You've just shown it to me. Wow. And now I can identify every time I have this reaction or do the sin or whatever, I can begin to change. Every time I notice this thing that I was convicted of, I can start to change and I can start that purification process. But I have to be in a state of peace for the Holy Spirit to come in and be saturated by the Holy Spirit so that transformation can take place. And now I know what to pray for. I have more guidance and clarity now that I know what I'm doing in my life that is keeping me from God, that is not in alignment with God, so that I can get into that alignment and I can get into that good standing. So I can pray it away for good and not just, you know, here's the thing. I feel like sometimes there's this sick little part of us that still wants to do the bad thing, that still wants to be not healed. We're going to get into that.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
We're going to get into that. But I want to talk a little bit more about something God said to me. He said, consecration comes from saturation. So when we are saturating God's glory and his peace and his joy, then that's when the changes and purification can take place within us. And we need to work to bring that into our day. We need to remember to bring that into our day. We need to start our day in that place and that saturation, but then bring it into the day, which is the hardest part. But God can take things away from you too. So purification in an instant way is so true. When David cries out in his Psalms and God fills him with peace, like, I've heard so many stories of people just being miraculously healed, and that can happen. But when I say consecration comes from saturation, you have to put the time and energy into that as well. You have to be in that place with the Holy Spirit as often as possible. And, you know, again, that's when the addictions can go away, patterns can change, and this spiritual transformation can take place. I've told you guys about this before, that I literally prayed away my OCD when I was a kid. And it's, you know, it happened immediately. And it can happen when we're in a state of peace. It can also happen when we're in a state of despair, a state of anxiety, a state of stress. But you have to be in complete alignment with God. So in those moments where, you know, I'm this kid and I'm praying away this OCD that is just taking over my mind, I was so in alignment with getting rid of it. There was zero part of me that wanted to keep it.
But like I said, sometimes there's this sick little part of us that either doesn't want the thing to be gone or doesn't want to be healed or doesn't want the sin gone. So what are you getting out of it? So for me, usually it's pride. So I can say all that I want, like, oh, I don't want to be so concerned with my body image and how I look. And I can be like, you know, this is debilitating me. This is stressing me out. I don't want to think about this anymore. I don't want to worry about what I'm wearing. It literally says in the Bible, don't worry about what you're wearing. I'm worrying about what I'm wearing all the time. And there's, yeah, like, listen, that's, it's not always bad. I love fashion. I love putting things together. I think there's a beauty and a creativity and an art to it. And that's amazing. But sometimes I use it as a crutch to scroll through a web, an online store, which is just distracting me from God. And I'm like, I need this and I need this. Or I'm scrolling through Instagram looking at outfits and being like, I need this in order to be happy. Like, you know, that's not helping anybody. But if I'm praying for that to be gone, but then there's this sick little part of me that still wants it because I have this pride of like, but I still want to look good and I still want people to see me in a certain way. You know, there, you're still getting something out of it. So even in those times of despair, He sees your bluff and He is like, oh, but you actually don't want to get rid of it. So I need to make sure you want to get rid of it. And so you've got free will. So if there's still part of you that wants it, then you need to get clear on that. And that's where conviction comes in. So that's what I want you to really ask God. Please give me conviction over the things that I want to get rid of. Why am I keeping them? Why am I deciding to keep it? You know, show me how I can actually let go of it and surrender it to you, because I can say over and over and over again that I want to surrender it, but in some way it's giving me something. It's giving me some kind of pride. It's giving me some kind of pleasure. It's giving me some kind of false sense of safety or security. So again, we have to be so honest with ourselves, but conviction brings peace, you guys. And it's like, okay, I can say I want God to take away these body image issues again. But it's like, if there's any part of me that's like, but I want to be hotter and I want to be more fit. And that's not from a place of, I just want to take care of my body. I want to feel my best. I want to have the clearest vessel so that I can, you know, shine brightest for God. Like shifting the sickness of it and the sin of it and changing it. And like, that's available to you as well. Like, God can shift it. God can take this thing in your life that is holding you back and use it for His good. So just ask Him to show you how you can shift these things. Because when we bring peace to these things, we really want to change our lives and we can see clearly. We can invite the Holy Spirit in. We can get those miracles. We can get that direction from God, that purification, the conviction, the protection, all the things. This, like, that feeling of being in awe of God. And speaking of protection, we put on the armor of God every single day, at least I do. So what can that actually look like in as it relates to peace? I'm going to actually read through my notes, because in my journal I had this kind of revelation about this. So I'm just going to read, and it might, my writing's really messy, so I'll do my best. So faith, the shield of faith. So if we can really trust and have the shield of faith, then we can be in that state of peace. But we can't do that unless we're, you know, spending time with Him, being saturated. The gospel of peace. Obviously, that brings peace. The shoes of the gospel of peace. So listening to worship, being in peace, taking deep breaths, not complaining, being positive. Like, that's how to be in that state of the gospel of peace. And also sharing the gospel, talking about God, that puts you into a state of peace. The belt of truth is making it about Him. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to step back a little bit. Just look up the armor of God. I talk about the armor of God in this podcast a lot, but maybe you haven't listened to those other episodes and maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. But in the Bible, they talk about the armor of God and how we are meant to put on this armor every single day. I always say them out of order that they appear in the Bible, but I say them from like the toes up. So it's like the shoes, the gospel of peace, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. So I bring those up in my prayer every single day. And so when I really look at what those things mean, they are all anchors of peace. When we are armed, we feel peace. So I just talked about the shield of faith, again, trusting, shoes of the gospel of peace. There's so many things to do to stand in that gospel, to stand in that worship that bring us peace, the belt of truth, making everything about God. And we're going to talk a lot more about that. And I think I touched on it already, but if you're doing it for God and not for yourself, you're going to feel so much more peace about it. Because when we make things about us, it just brings anxiety. It just does. So the next piece of armor is the breastplate of righteousness. So posturing your heart towards God brings you peace. Praying for others that you might be angry with, you know, forgiveness, being, you know, completely compassionate for people, being respectful, being grateful and kind to yourself. You know, this, when we have this righteousness, it's like when we are living in alignment with God and posturing our heart towards God, that brings us peace. Then there's the helmet of salvation. That is peace of mind, like having peace in your mind, knowing that when your mind, is, your thoughts are fixed on God and focused on God, then you are in a state of peace. And then there's the sword of the Spirit, which is remaining in the light, cutting through the darkness. And I love the scripture, remain in me and I in you, and you will produce much fruit. Fruit that lasts, you guys. You can only have lasting fruit through God. So the sword of the Spirit is cutting through any darkness and any distractions that are keeping you from being connected to God. Because only in that saturation can you have that consecration. And the fruit, we want the fruit. So, I mean, at the end of the day, peace is my purpose. And I think everyone's purpose who is awake, who is connected to God, being the peace, being the light, like that is what we are here to do. We are the light of God, and we need to shine his light into the world. Matthew 5:14-16 says, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And you can only do that if you feel peace, you guys. I'm not in a state of peace. I just know that I can't do what God wants me to do, and the Holy Spirit cannot move through me unless I feel the peace. Or unless I'm in total alignment and I'm in that state of distress and I'm like, take this away from me. Those, I mean, honestly, I don't think, I don't know. This is not from the Bible, I don't think, but I'm like, I'll fact check this after, but like, I don't think God works in like medium temperatures. Like, it's like you're either working in praise and connection to him, or you're calling out to him in complete faith. In distress, like distress might be the wrong word, but like in complete alignment with him and what you want gone from your life. And we talked a lot in New Age spirituality as well about how the Holy Spirit is always alive in us. And I really believe that the peace of God is always alive in us. So when we don't feel peace, it's more about what we need to take away, not necessarily what we need to do or add in. So what are the sins and the patterns and the thoughts that are getting in the way of your light shining the brightest? And that is where conviction comes in, and having that relationship with God and allowing him to take it away from you. And I mean, I don't know. He's always working through us, you guys. And so some of the things that I know I need to do to feel peace on the daily, and funnily enough, so this is a two-part episode. It was only going to be about peace, and it was also about the Holy Spirit. I was in conversation with God while I was journaling. He wrote this list down of what he wanted me to talk about, and as it relates to peace. And I wrote it all down, obviously. But then as I was reading through this and preparing for this podcast, I was like, I'm just going to start writing. I couldn't find the list. So I was like, I'm just going to start writing and see what happens. And it's funny that everything, even though this list I wrote a couple weeks ago, it's taken me a minute to get this episode together. I've kind of like touched on most of the points already, which is great. But I want to just quickly rattle off through this list. But yeah, God really doubled down on some of these things. Like, these are the important things you need to talk about. So one that we did not talk about is being organized. Preparation and godliness go hand in hand. I truly believe that. We talked about this a little bit, like on that to-do list. It's like, are there things that will bring you closer to God, that will bring you more peace? Those are the things that you need to do. You know, you really need to be focusing on keeping purity in your life, a clean home, a clean mind, a clean body. And that will always be the most important thing. The other thing that we did touch on was forgiveness.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house, guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast. Get festive and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home, even the big stuff. And the best part, speedy delivery in time for the holidays. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop early Black Friday deals right now and save up to 70% off only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Passion, and then knowing that everything is for God, not for you. And again, when I feel overwhelmed about all the priorities and all the things I need to change, I need to remember it's not for me. And it's not for me to live my best life. It's not for me to manifest my best life. It's for God and it's for the kingdom. And that makes it easier. It's not about impressing anyone. It's not about living up to any standard. It's just about doing the easiest thing ever, which is obeying God. Okay, it's not the easiest thing ever, but it's the most peaceful thing ever. It is the thing that will give you the most fruit and the most peace. So it's like, why not just focus on looking at it that way? The reward is like pleasing God, feeling his peace, which is really all he wants from us, and all we want is to feel that peace. So again, don't do the laundry because you should. Do the laundry because it's going to give you peace, and the Holy Spirit is going to be able to move through you to do all the things that God wants you to do. And the next one is, I shall not want. So I've been really going through this psalm, and I love when it says, I shall not want. Another translation is, I have all that I need. So there is no such thing as lack with God. We talked about, again, like, being connected to him. When we are connected to him, we will have fruit. So if we can just not focus on all the things we want, stop scrolling through Revolve and Instagram thinking of the things you don't have, that's not going to help you. The next is, don't judge. It's really easy to judge right now with everything going on in the world. Everyone seems to have like picked a side. Jesus spent time with sinners. Jesus like spent time with people he didn't necessarily agree with. Act like Jesus. Let them have their moment. Let them snap their crayons and pout. Sit with them. Like, you don't need to agree with them, but you can love them. And the next thing was, spend more time with God and don't leave until you feel his glory and his presence, which we talked about as well. You really need to sit in that state of peace and let the Holy Spirit saturate you. And the next thing is, live a boring life. I love more than anything being boring. And maybe that comes with age. Maybe that comes with consecration. But like, just being in my boring little bubble of routine and prayer and cuddling with my dog, like, really nothing else matters than my dog and my husband and my home and my God. Like, really, like, obviously I love to have fun. I love to dress up. I love to go out for dinner, all those things. But I think what I enjoy and what actually brings me true happiness more than anything is my silly little life, just like my day to day. And that's because I think I've learned how to bring God into it a lot more. And another thing God said, do what you would do on vacation. Live as if you're on vacation. Wake up and be in awe of your surroundings. Have these peaceful little routines. Go for a walk. Hold hands with your partner. Appreciate the scenery. Be kind to strangers. Chat with people in the grocery line. you know, romance everything and just be in this awe and this gratitude. Even though you're not on a vacation, be like, wow, this is great. Like, you know, it's like that feeling. We can literally bring that into every day. What else? This is really just a hodgepodge list, you guys, that I'm just rattling off. Give and serve others, obviously. Scripture to arm you. We talked about that. Acceptance of every situation, even if you don't get God's plan. I mean, we've kind of talked about that. You need to just, I mean, we talked about that a lot in the part one of this episode about the Holy Spirit. And then be bold. You're here to play big and be accountable. We talked about that. Bring God into everything. Okay, we've talked about all of these things, you guys. Go me. Go God. God really pulled it all together. Oh, gosh. What I'm going to do is I'm going to end this with a little message that God shared to me. It was a little bit of a pep talk, a little bit of a convicting pep talk. As I was journaling, he was just speaking these words through me to me, and I wrote them down, and I want to share them with you guys. And that's what we will end on. So this is what he said. He said, "Be in my light. Worship me. Talk about me. Study my word. Awaken your dormant curiosity about who I am. Show me your heart posture towards others." This was kind of aggressive. He said, your blindness is deafening. Open your eyes and hearts to those around you." And the reason he said that is because I sometimes get caught up in this whole all my prayers being about me. It's not. We're not praying and relating with God so we can live our best lives. This is not New Age spirituality. This is not manifestation. This is different. This is better. This is more fulfilling. This actually works. This is actually truth. So that's what he said. He called me out there. And then he said, "Open your eyes and hearts to those around you. See my comfort and shine it on others. Don't meet others with your demons and your doom and gloom. Meet them with my light. Posture your heart towards my light. See my works in every present moment, not just the past, not just the future. I'm holding you accountable without holding you hostage. I love you. I want you in the kingdom. You have work to do. Let me do the work for you and through you. All you have to do is be with me and be of me. Any walk of yours, you're walking with me and for me." Whew. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The word is true. The word is real. My goodness. Convicting. I could unpack what all these things mean to me, but I hope that something in there struck you. Something convicting, something that you know you need to work on, want to work on, are excited to work on, feel convicted about working on. Yeah. I've been very raw with you guys today. Might have a vulnerability hangover, but these are the things I'm working on. And that's what I'm here for, you guys. That is what I'm here for. All right. I hope you enjoyed this. If you did not listen to part one of this episode, please go listen. I think that will give a little more context. And I don't know. It was just fire. It slapped, you guys. That's what the kids are saying. It slapped. All right. Love you, mean it. And hey, shoot me a DM. Share this on Instagram. Rate 5 stars. Leave a lovely comment. You know, I'm not above begging for those things. You know, we're doing it for God. We are. All right. Love you all. And we will catch you next week. Bye, guys.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.